This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
All right, so if you're listening to this or watching this, I guess, which is now an option. So this episode, fair warning, is kind of just like an update, right? We're just going to be talking about some changes coming to the show, change in direction, things that I want to test out, the reasons that I want to test them out, and what I need from you to determine whether or not this is worth the change or not. So fair warning, if you are looking for sort of the regular Tiny Leap style episode where we talk about a topic and I share some advice and so on and so forth, like, this isn't going to be it, but come back tomorrow or listen to one of our previous episodes and we'll be right back on schedule. So just wanted to let you know ahead of time, if you feel like skipping this episode because it's not sort of what you're looking for in the moment, that's totally fine. But this episode is going to outline some changes that you'll hear in upcoming episodes. So it might still be worth your time. Okay, so with that said, you might have noticed with this episode that I did not do my standard intro. So if you're not new to the show, you know what I'm talking about. The, like, in this episode, blah, 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 right? Where I put on the voice and I do the thing and we go, welcome to another episode. And I get all dramatic with it. One of the changes that I want to test out, at least for this week, and potentially depending on the reaction to that longer term, is removing that altogether. So removing the intro, removing the outro, and getting into the content faster. And there's a number of reasons why I want to test this. The first of which is that when I look at the analytics, like the actual data, most of you skip that stuff anyway, which makes sense. Like, you don't need to hear it 762 times. You're used to it, right? You don't need that preliminary sort of introduction to the content. And what it does, while it has value for things like branding, right? Like, if you're brand new to the show, it's helpful to hear that to sort of set you up for where you are, what we're going to talk about, so on and so forth. But if you've been here, if you're a part of the community, you don't really need it. And so all I'm really doing is adding a gap between you and I. And that's not really what I want. A big part of what I was hoping to do with this show, and I think to some extent we've accomplished it, other extents we haven't even approached it. A big thing that I wanted to do was create a conversation. I've said from day one, I am not an expert in pretty much any of the things that I talk about. Yes, I've done a lot of reading by this point. I've done a lot of research, or at least read other people's research by this point in my time hosting this show. I mean, it's been nearly 6 years, but I'm not, nor could I ever be, an expert in the individual areas that we talk about. And there's a very specific reason for that. Like, I want this to be a conversation. I think the person who is best capable of helping you make change in your life is you. And then second to that is someone who has been in a similar position or is currently in a similar position. I can't tell you how to improve your life because I don't know your circumstances and I probably haven't experienced it. Now, I've got my own circumstances and I can share those things with you. I can share my mental models of talking through things and thinking about things and approaching problems. And maybe you can apply some of that to your life. Maybe it just sparks your own curiosity and your own interest in looking at what you could do for your own life. But that's about as far as we can go. I cannot be your coach. However, I do think there's value in having a conversation around personal development, around the process of pursuing progress. And that's what I want this show to be. So in an effort to do that, I'm trying to find ways to break down barriers as much as possible. One of the major barriers, and it's purely psychological, but one of the major barriers with connecting more directly with you is that intro and that outro. if every single time you tune in, it's treated as a show, which I think is a good thing. Having high production quality and high production value is a good thing, but it does make it feel less like we're just connecting on a topic or we're just having a conversation. So I'm going to test doing away with that and see how that goes. What that's going to lead to is some changes to the format of the show. Of course, if we don't have the intro outro, that also means that we're going to have less time for things like ads, which is fine with me, honestly. Between you and me, I don't love doing ads. There are a lot of brands that I recommend that I'm a big fan of, and that I do personally use in my life. And that's why I sort of set up deals with them. But ads aren't my favorite things in the world to do. I'd much rather focus on the content as much as possible. So if we're removing what will amount to an extra 4-ish minutes of the show, that means I'm going to have less space to do things like ads. And that's totally fine with me. But it is going to have to be an experiment, because at the end of the day, I do still have bills to pay. I do still have things I need to be able to pay for in order to keep doing this show, keep building this community, and keep having this conversation. So we'll have to test it out and see what the balance looks like. But it does mean that going forward, you will be hearing less and less ads over time on this show. And I assume, based on the feedback I get, I assume that's going to end up being a good thing. A third change that ultimately means is shorter episodes overall. Again, the intro and the outro amounts to like 3 to 4 minutes of each episode. My episodes are already like 13 to 20 minutes long. So we're looking at bringing that down to like 9 minutes, 8 minutes. And I'm curious how that's going to be, because I know a lot of you listen to this show on your commute. You use it as sort of a way to fill that time. And you've probably calculated like, okay, 3 episodes of Tiny Leaps is about the length of my commute. So that's what I'm going to do. So I'm curious how this shift in length is going to affect things. Do you end up wanting longer conversations or not? And this is stuff that you're going to have to tell me. I'm going to be trying to do a much better job of surveying, asking questions, getting feedback from you in order to help guide some of these decisions. So I will need you to pay more attention to that stuff. Fill in the polls when you can, fill in the surveys when you can, join the community and let me know your thoughts on episodes so that we can try and find a balance that makes sense to have this conversation and have it feel like a conversation, but also allow us the room to experiment and find a new model. Because I do think that one of the big mistakes in podcasting, and I guess I can't really call it a mistake, one of the big things in podcasting that has not shifted since the day this medium launched is that it was built in many ways to model radio. And radio is a one-way medium. Unfortunately, a lot of the technology around podcasting just doesn't make it possible to have that two-way conversation in the same way that live streaming or YouTube and other sort of mediums allow for. But I do think that we can start to move in that direction. I do think we can shift the definition of what a podcast is. Maybe a podcast doesn't have to be this like super structured, super highly overproduced thing. Maybe that can be one version of it. Your serials of the world, your This American Lives of the world. Maybe that can be one version, but maybe there's also a market for these sort of founder host-led conversations that evolve into larger communities that allow for people to have a space for discourse within a specific topic. I'm not sure, but I do want to test it, and I want your help in doing that. And so the last thing that this is going to mean for you as the listener is that a lot more of these episodes are going to be based on specific questions or specific conversations that we are having in the larger community. And I've been mentioning it for a few episodes now. You should be aware of it. We launched a Discord specifically to help make this change possible. A lot of our episodes going forward are going to be based on conversations happening within that Discord. And that's what's going to allow us to have this two-way conversation in as close to real time as we can, even potentially starting to integrate more real-time conversations, more live recordings, more audio from you as the listener, as the community member. So if you want to be a part of this experiment, if you want to help drive the direction of this show, to help drive the direction of this conversation, and to help improve both your life and the lives of other listeners, then you've got to join us in the community. So head over to tlbc.co/community right now, or click the link in the description of this episode. Whatever way works for you, it doesn't really matter to me, but join the Discord community, say hello, let's have a conversation there, and let's start to evolve both this show and the larger medium of podcasting into something where audiences and hosts and people involved can have a two-way conversation in as close to real time as possible. We can drive change in an industry purely based on the conversations and thoughts we have, rather than around a specific icon or a specific guru or any of that nonsense. Let's take back personal development and make it something that is for us, that is built by us, and that actually serves us in the ways that we need it to, rather than being full of fluffy nonsense. So those are the changes that are coming to this show. I'm super excited for it, and you'll hear the shift in format starting from tomorrow. But like I said, this is a conversation, so you've got to let me know what you think about the format as well. Going forward, each of the episodes will have a poll on Spotify that you're able to participate in to share your thoughts, and you'll be able to join us in the Discord community to share even more. So thank you again for taking the time to listen to this episode, to learn about the shifts, and I'm looking forward to having this conversation and to elevating the larger conversation around personal development. Talk to you soon.